This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. If you're ever looking to take a barbecue road trip through Texas, you'd have trouble finding a better book to guide you on that journey than The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue by Daniel Vaughn. It's the first book published on Anthony Bourdain's new HarperCollins imprint, Echo. And tonight at Book People, you can meet the author himself. Daniel Vaughn is here with me right now. Daniel, thanks for coming to KUT.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
Let me ask you about meat.
My favorite subject.
Yeah. Texas barbecue is all about the brisket, right? What makes for a good brisket?
Well, a good brisket, it's really got to have five things. It's got to have the right level of moisture. It's pretty easy to dry out a brisket. It's got to have the just the right texture. It can't be too tough. It's got to have the right amount of seasoning, meaning you can't have a good brisket with no seasoning, I don't think. But you can't have the seasoning overpowering it. It's also got to have good smoke to it, but not enough that it completely overpowers the beefiness. So when you bring all those things together in the right amount, it's a beautiful thing.
Who brings it all together in the right amount?
Well, there are a few places around the state. One right here in Austin, Franklin Barbecue, is one of my favorites. Just had lunch at John Miller Meat Company. Honestly, it was the best brisket that I've had from John Miller since he's been reopened here. Louis Miller Barbecue and Taylor does incredible peppery brisket. Snow's out in Lexington. And then Pecan Lodge up in Dallas does. It's where I live now, is in Dallas. So it's easily the closest great brisket that I can get to.
Why is Franklin so much more successful than everyone else right now? I mean, Texas Monthly just named him the best barbecue in Texas, which is, by extension, probably the best barbecue in the world, of course.
Yeah, we think so at Texas Monthly. It's called the best 50 best barbecue joints in the world.
Okay.
So, you know, Franklin Barbecue has just elevated themselves, not because their quality of their barbecue is levels and levels above anyone else. It's really about their consistency. I've eaten their, you know, a large number of times, let's put it that way. And never once have I been in the least bit disappointed. I know that they have a long line. It's a couple hours long, maybe up to 3 hours sometimes. But, you know, it's one of the few places that I can tell people, go stand in the line. Maybe you only do it once, but at the end of the line, you're not going to be disappointed.
How many barbecue restaurants have you visited in Texas? Do you know if you kept count?
In Texas, it's over 500. I'm not sure the exact number anymore.
When you're driving across the state, if you're going through a town, a small town, what do you look for if you're wondering, should I try out this place or should I keep going to the next town?
Well, I'd like to say that I am, you know, incredibly picky and choosy, but for the most part, if there's a sign that says barbecue, I'm probably going to stop anyway. Those hidden gems can be found anywhere. But there are a couple of things that you want to look for to at least give you a certain amount of hope. When you get out of the car, you should smell smoke. Even if that smoker hasn't been running for several hours, that smoke smell still lingers. It lingers in the building, lingers in the air. So smelling smoke, seeing a stack of wood somewhere. I mean, if there's no stack of wood anywhere, then chances are they're not cooking with wood.
Any other tips?
I tend to like places that have their name as a last name. You know, it sounds unoriginal, but when you put your name on something, it has a whole different meaning.
What's the worst barbecue you've ever had?
Well, I would say just overall, going through East Texas, I hit more places per capita that use a microwave to warm their barbecue than anywhere else in the state, that's for sure.
That's wrong.
It is wrong, yeah. If you hear that ding, it's not a good thing.
Daniel Vaughn is Texas Monthly's barbecue editor and is the author of Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue. He'll be at Book People tonight at 7 o'clock to speak and sign copies of his book, and of course there will be some barbecue and beer. Daniel, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
This is KUT 90.5.